Yes, sir. My name is John. I am from eBay. Do you remember me?
Yeah, sir.
So, are you ready for that? You ready for block those overseas people who can access your device?
Yeah, sir.
One second, I explain that what happened to you. It's easy for you, alright? So, I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details, and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you a security and block those overseas people and delete this fake eBay account, alright?
Yeah.
Alright, so do you have any computer or laptop?
No, I don't have any of that. I'm not very IT.
Alright, so I got you, sir. I will help you how to fix this problem, alright? So, do you have any smartphone like Android, iPhone?
I'm using an iPhone now, yeah.
iPhone, alright. So, do one thing. Put me on speaker, then get back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Alright, and open up your App Store. It's a blue color app and it looks like capital A.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Alright, do you open that app store?
Yeah.
Alright, now you look at your right hand side, the extreme corner on your screen. Do you see any search? Yeah, search option. You simply.
Yeah, the magnifying glass.
Yeah. Click on that search option and type over there any desk. A N Y D E S K. Alright? A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. Did you type it over there?
Yep.
Alright.
Alright.
Yeah. D-E-S. Yes, that's right. Now give a click on search. K as in kilo. Alright, then give a click on search.
Right.
Then give a click on search.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, then what do you see on your screen? Alright, then what do you see on your screen?
It says upside. Google search with I am upside. Well,
so
I have a remote
desk,
any remote access.
Yeah, any desk, remote desktop software. Do you see any install or get option?
Yeah.
Give a click on get. Then what do you see on the screen?
No, it's out from here. Installing it now.
Alright, install. Do you know how to install?
It's doing it now.
Wait. What do you see on your screen, sir?
A dot with a circle building around it.
Alright, open it. Alright, then what do you see? Once you open that, what do you see on your screen?
It says, any desk, would you like to find and connect to the devices on your local network?
It's just add. Do you see the OK, yes option? Just click on that.
No,
you see
it just says do not allow.
What's that?
It just says do not allow. That's the only option it gives me.
Alright, do you see any positive option? Do you see any positive option? Just click on that. Okay, yes, and now.
Oh, hang on, here we go. Okay, yeah, alright.
then what do you see on this?
Now it's got,
do you see any 9-digit number, your address 9-digit number?
It's got 9920.
Yes.
509.
Yes.
267.
All right. Just stay on that page, all right? It's 920-509-267, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's correct, sir. It's a security number. Now, I am provide you a security, okay? So that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. So do you see any security warning on your screen? Just do let me know. Don't do anything in that page, all right?
Yeah.
All right. That's clear. Now, I am provide you a security. So, do you receive any security warning on your screen?
No, it's flashing security warning now.
All right. Now, listen to me. Now, below that security warning, do you see any small checkbox, two checkbox, I am aware of the risk or I trust this call? Do you see that? Small checkbox.
Yes.
Alright.
I haven't got the glasses. I can't see.
Okay. All right. What do you see on your screen?
Hey, I'm gonna phone me back.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just putting a glass.
Okay. Search the glasses and...
It says I'm aware of this risk.
Yeah. Put that checkbox. Click on that small checkbox. Yeah. Alright. Then, do you see any accept option?
If you accept this person, you can say everything.
Accept. Click on that. Click on that accept. It just add. Just leave it. Click on that accept.
That says 2023-99-60-04.
All right. Yes. Now do you see any start broadcast option? Just click on that. Start broadcast.
Would you like to view your desk? Please choose start broadcast.
Alright, now what do you see on your screen?
Any desk, screen broadcast.
Start broadcast. Alright, click on that start broadcast. Alright, don't do anything in that pitch.
I might go on to start broadcast.
Alright, because it's a security call, sir, so that's why your security on, start to security on, I'm provide you a security, so that's why you receive that start option. Alright, just don't do anything in that pitch, just stay on the line, alright?
Yep.
Alright.
You sure it's not you trying to take on information?
No, sir.
Yeah.
I have a studio concert. What do you see on your screen right now? Do you see any start? Allow?
No, it's just the red light flashing behind the white script. And then still screen broadcast, end broadcast, or start broadcast.
Yeah, click on that start broadcast. Click on the start broadcast.
I won't go on.
Alright, now what do you see on your screen?
This says, any desk, that broadcast, Australian broadcast.
All right. Do you see any stop offs and stop?
Not.
Praise that back key one time. Praise that back key.
The back key?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is it on an iPad?
All right. Do you see any start broadcast? Just click on that start broadcast first of all.
Yeah.
All right. Then what do you see on your screen?
It went one and then it went a round circle with a white dot in. But that's on the screen broadcast, not start broadcast.
All right.
Start broadcast is doing nothing.
All right. So do one thing. Get back to your home screen. Minimize all of that and reopen that any guest. Reopen that.
How do I minimize?
All right. Get back to your home screen first. Get back to your home screen. Do you know how to get back there?
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, I'm back there. Yeah.
All right. And reopen that app store first and search that any desk.
You know, it's an app store or the any desk one.
All right. Then open that.
Any desk?
Yeah, yeah.
It says enter remote address.
All right. Just stay on the page. Stay on that page, all right? Don't do anything. Stay on that page. What do you see on your screen? Just do like me. What do you see?
Time. Yeah, it says another person would like to access your
Yeah, it's just that, sir. It's just that I'm provide you a security, so that's why you receive that, all right? Now, do you see any accept option? Accept or start broadcast, start now.
No.
All right, do you see any checkbox, small checkbox? I am aware of the race card, I trust this call.
Yeah, or do not.
Yeah.
No, this point.
Yeah.
Look, I'm aware.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am aware of the risk. Or click on that small checkbox. Then click on that accept.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, now it's got your security numbers come up.
All right. Now, do you see any start now, start broadcast? Do you see that?
It says, would you like to hear your desk? Please choose. Start broadcast in the middle.
All right. Oh, yeah. Click on the start broadcast.
I'll push accept first. Right, now, start broadcast.
Yes, yes. Click on the start broadcast.
All right,
well, now,
yes.
Don't do anything. Listen to me. Don't do anything. Now, what do you see on your screen?
All right.
Congratulations. Yeah, listen to me. Congratulations. You successfully connected with our server, right? Now get back to the home screen. Get back to the home screen. Don't do anything in that page, all right?
Yeah. I'm back to the home screen.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis, the senior technician from the anti-fraud department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
All right. And I do believe that the previous colleague whom we were speaking before, he was just polite to you and tried to explain to you each and everything regarding this call, correct?
Yes, he was very good. Yeah.
Lovely. Now, what do you need to do? You need to just simply open the settings onto your mobile phone first. I want to verify some of the details which has been registered which has been registered with the eBay platform. So go to the top.
Settings?
Yeah. Go to the top. Scroll the page to the top on the settings. Go to the top. Now, can you see on the top your name has been written? Do you see that?
Yeah,
so you just simply click on your name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just confirming you. Now just give me a moment. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm just simply going to help you to just simply verify some of the details. Do you see anything over there, something called name, phone number, email, like that?
Hey, no, yeah.
Click on that, name, phone number, email. Now, I'm just confirming you, the account holder name which has been registered, it will be registered, the eBay account has been registered under the name of Francis Quigley, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And the email will be quiggsta@icloud.com.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, this is the primary email which you're using, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. And these are the basic details which has been registered onto that platform, okay? So what happened, those people are stealing your information and trying to do some illegal activities with it. And that is the basic reason day by day your security is getting compromised. Whatever the things you do online, such as email, shopping, banking, are getting compromised. So we need to just cancel the charges as well as we need to detect those platforms from where they are misusing your details, correct? So once we got... Apart from the eBay, there will be a various platform they have registered under your information. So once we verify all the platform, we can go ahead and cancel each and everything for you. So give a click on the back arrow, left and top back arrow. Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now scroll down the page a little bit. Oh, okay, do one thing. Give a click on the back arrow one more time. Now scroll down the page. Now, you will get to see something called over there, like display. Look for display. There will be something called display and brightness. Click on that.
And brightness.
Correct. Click on that. Now, scroll down. Look over there, auto lock. There will be an option called auto lock. Try to look for auto lock. Click on auto lock. And then click on never. Scroll down the page, it will be showing you never. So the security is not going to be detected. Now give a click on back so that nobody will detect that we are providing you the security and the hackers will be caught red-handed. So give a click on the back arrow. At any point of time you're not understanding my point, you can just tell me so that I'll understand you better. Understood?
I've clicked on never, so that's what you want.
Okay. Click on the back. Left hand. Press on back. Again, press on back. Now go to the top one more time. Click on to your name. Go to the top one more time, and I'll show you that your details, such as your card information, are also saved onto that, and that's how it has been stolen. Now scroll down the page. There will be something called Visa or payment and delivery. Click on payment and delivery. Now, you'll get to see your details has been registered over there. Now scroll it down. Scroll the page down. Go to the bottom. Now, can you see your name has been written Francis Quigley over there? Just above the river. Click on that. Click on that. Now, once you click on that, can you see your address has been written over there? Like 22 Street.
Not a straight optional I've got in there, sir.
Okay. Yeah, just give me a moment. Your city name will be Yaram, right? Yaram. The state will be Victoria. And your postcode will be 3972, correct?
No, 71.
Oh, sorry. What is the postcode?
I'm here at 72, but it's actually 71.
Okay, but somebody has tried to register those things. So you just swipe to the screen, bottom to top, go to your home screen. So you understood how those people are trying to stealing your information, correct? These are the basic informations which has been getting registered, and by those informations, they can just simply misusing it or try to register it in the different platform. So you just swipe to the screen, bottom to top.
Swipe it.
Look from the swipe the screen from bottom side to top side. Move your screen bottom to top. Wait. You, do not do any mistake.
Hang on.
Don't go back
to the home screen.
Yeah. You need to swipe your screen bottom to top, sir. swipe your screen bottom. Are you listening to me?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
Now you need to just simply go ahead and log into your account and just tell me in the last couple of days, do you got any suspicious transactions or not? Okay?
Yeah, I had ordered that.
Do you do online banking from the mobile phone, like the mobile banking?
No.
You don't? You never ever done any online banking?
No, not on this phone, no, but another phone, yes.
Oh, yeah, you do it onto the another phone. All right. So we need to put the security on the different phone either. So can you just tell me the different phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android mobile phone?
No, it's an Android.
The second phone is the...
Connected.
Yeah? Sorry?
I've disconnected.
What you disconnected?
I'll disconnect the Android because I don't use it. I haven't got a SIM card in.
I understand. But you told me you do the banking from the different mobile phone, correct?
No, I don't do any banking from it. I only check my account balance from it.
Yes, yes. From which mobile phone you check your balance? From the Android. That is the thing. That is the thing. We need to put the security either onto that. So just leave the iPhone as it is. You just carry your mobile phone, that Android mobile phone, with you.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Sorry?
I don't carry it with me, no.
Yes, so where is the mobile phone? Where is the mobile phone?
It's just my friend's house at the moment.
So you don't have the mobile phone with you?
No, not with me now, no.
So how we can cancel the charge?
I can get it. I can get it tomorrow.
Yeah. You can get it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So tomorrow at what time you will be free, sir?
About the same time.
About the same time. All right, and I'll just try to help you to set those things into this mobile phone either. Can you just tell me what... okay, do one thing. Open the App Store onto your mobile phone. Open the App Store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'll just simply help you to connect the banking either onto this mobile phone. So, give a click on Games App Stories and More.
Games App Stories and More.
At the top. Look at the top.
Yeah.
Tap on that Games and...
Yeah,
and type the name of your bank over there. Type the name of the bank. Yeah, now search for it. Click on search. Press on search.
Yeah.
Now scroll down. Scroll it down.
Yeah.
Now can you see your bank name?
Yeah, it says get. Yeah.
Now click on get. Press on get. Now install it. Double click to install.
Yeah.
Face ID. Recognition. Yeah. And do you remember your credentials so that you can just simply register your app onto this mobile phone?
No, I want a security token as well. So.
Yeah. And I do believe you have the security token onto your mobile phone either. Click on open. You have the VIP access, I guess. Press on open. I'll set it for you. I'll start the security for you. And remember, once I just start the security, do not provide any of the details to any other person. Otherwise, it is going to be compromised. Okay, because once we started the security, it will take 24 hours to upgrade the whole security process. Understand?
Yeah.
So click on set up e-banking.
Yeah.
Now scroll down what it will be asking you.
It's asked what is my access ID.
Do you remember your access ID, sir?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, put there your access ID. And please do not make any mistake. You done? And do you, go to the top. Scroll the page to the top. Do you remember your password?
Yeah.
Okay, go to the top. Scroll the page to the top. Oh, do not press when I forget. Do not press when I forget. Because you remember.
Sorry?
Do you remember your password or do you forget your password?
Yes.
Yes, then you remember. Swipe your screen bottom to top. You need to listen to me properly. So IP risk queen bottom
now
to top.
I didn't mind the touch.
Sorry, what?
Now,
so oh. Okay. Press on Bendigo. Press on Bendigo Bank over there. Yeah. Now click on next. At the top, press on next. Where you see next, press on next.
Yeah, I'm pushing it. It's not doing anything.
Okay, then scroll the page to the top. There will be the box to put your password. Do not press on I forget. Listen to me. You need to scroll the page
to
the down.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, move the page to the downside.
It won't scroll down. It won't do anything.
It won't do anything?
No.
Okay, just give me a moment. Okay, wait for a second. Let me just check. Give a click on the back arrow. Left and top corner back arrow. Do one thing. Now, go to the top. This time, go to the top. Now, scroll down little bit. Again, scroll down. Can you see your access ID you have already put? Press on next. Press on next. Yeah. Now,
it's still saying I forgot my password.
Yeah, because I think there will be the box at the very top. Try to scroll up. Move the page. Try to move the page. Check the page is able to moving you. Yeah. At the top, it will be the box. At the top, above that next, there will be the password box. Yeah, put the password now.
Yeah.
Put the password now.
Trying to, do it.
Press on next. Yeah, once you put your password on that white box, then press on next.
It won't let me put anything in there.
Tap on that white line first. Tap on that.
I am. I can tap four chairs. Come on, it's not doing anything.
Okay, where you see the I sign, just next to that, tap on the white area again. Is it not allowing you?
No.
Okay. It's not allowing you. No problem.
Let me just go in and put my old password in and put it back in again.
Okay. Try to do that. Mil, kya karega?
It's a surprise. Why don't you do anything?
Okay, it is not letting you. Okay, we will just do it from the Google. You just swipe your screen bottom to top.
Yeah.
Leave the application or open the Safari or open the Google browser. Open the Google. Open the Google. Now type on the search panel. Type on the search. Bendigo Bank. Type over there. Bendigo Bank. Bank. Now search for it. Now click on login into eBanking.
Login to eBanking.
Correct. Now do one thing.
Yeah.
What is he showing you? Log out successfully. Okay, return to eBanking login. Click on that. Return to eBanking login. Now put your access number. Put the access number. You done? Now put your password. Yeah, now first you put your password and then click on the I sign. Okay. Put the password.
Yeah.
Now, once you put the password, then click on the I sign. Okay, you need to check whether the password is correct or not. Now wait for a second. Is the password is correct?
I think so.
You think so? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, then do one thing. if you think so, click on next. Press on next and check if the password is correct or not. Press on next. I think it will be. Click on save. Press on save. Yeah. So you can see your accounts over there. You can see your accounts.
Yeah.
Now scroll down.
Yeah,
because we have not released the amount, and that is the reason you can't see it on right now. If we just simply cancel the charges, then it will be just showing you, okay? Because we put the amount on hold, we have just put the amount on the red flag, and that is the reason, okay? That the amount you can see, but the amount is already cut off. We have put it on hold. We want the verification. That is the reason. Now scroll down the page.
I'll just
help you. I need to cancel the gift cards which has been purchased so that I can just help you. Now scroll down the page. Scroll down the page and check is there any other account. You just only have two accounts, right? Now I just want to ask you. Yeah, and I'm just confirming you from which account the amount has been charged. Okay, so scroll the page to the upside.
Yeah.
Now just tell me, do you have any account which is from 138964 like that? Any statement account? Do you have any account?
Yes, sir.
All right. So from that account, that amount has been charged. From that account, the amount has been charged. So what we need to do, we need to just go ahead and help you to cancel it, okay? So just give me a moment. Now please do one thing. Swipe your screen, or you just log out from your account. And I just want to ask you, your debit card which you have, sir, your debit card which you have, which is from which account it is connected? I do believe your card it is connected from the statement account.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Now give a click on the back. You just logged out from the account. Log out from the account. Okay, just give me a moment. Give me a moment. All right. Now you just simply do one thing, sir. Give a click on the back arrow. You log out from your account first. You log out from your account.
Okay, we'll log in.
Okay. You just simply click on the back arrow, left and top back arrow, or click on the search panel where you see om.au. Where you type Bendigo, click on that Bendigo and delete it. Just delete it.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said after that.
No, where you type at the search panel at the top, can you see Bendigo has been written down at the top? Click on that and delete it. Yeah, click on that and delete it. Make the search panel empty. Make the search panel empty, sir. Delete each and everything and make it empty. Yeah, delete it. Yeah, and type it over there, W for whiskey, letter W.
Yeah.
Then number 3. And now this time we are just going ahead and verify that whether your personal details, which has been registered, and the card of the Bendigo, whether it is protected or not. Okay, just give me a moment. Just give me 1 minute, okay?
Yeah.
Give me a moment. You type W, then number 3.
Yeah.
Then C for Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay. You just, can you see the first option, W3 validator has been came up? It has been coming up, correct?
Yeah.
Now click on that W3C validator.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on that W3C, click on the first option, the W3C marker validation service.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on that, now zoom in that page, there will be, the first option will be coming up, validate by direct input. Check over there, validate by direct input.
Just give me a moment.
Now, can you see the validate? Now, this is a big box, okay? It will be helping you to verify your card and verify your details, okay? Whether it will be protected or not. So, are you handy with your card right now, sir, so that you can verify it is protected or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, be handy with the card. Now, look at the front line. Can you see your full name has been written? The way it has been written on the card, you need to put it over there. Yeah.
Just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Now press on return onto your keyboard. You see return over there, right hand bottom corner. Yeah. Now can you see at the long digit? Now just below your name, can you see there will be a long digit numbers, like 16 digit number onto your card over there.
My card number, yeah.
Put it over there. And do not tell me anything over the line, okay? And do not make any mistakes, okay?
Yeah.
And I do believe this card is connected to your statement account, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Once you're done, just do let me know.
Yeah. Right, you just want the card number?
You just put the card number. Now press on return.
Yeah.
Press on return. Now,
yeah.
Just below that, can you see the expiry date? Check there will be the expiry date. Yeah. Put the expiry date. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, once you put the expiry date, press on return and look at the back side, there will be 3-digit number. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Put it.
All right.
Okay. Now, once you put the 3-digit number, press on return. Now, this time, what you need to do, you need to just simply press. You need to type over there your full address with the postcode. Type over there your full address with the postcode. Hello, Laura Bottle. Now, once you just put your full address.
Hang on.
Yeah. Take your time, sir. Take your time. Biggie, just give me a moment. Okay, you put it. All right, just give me a moment. Now, let me just check. Now, just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Uh, And please be with, once you're done, you just simply do one thing, delete all the details. We have just verified that the details is not protected. You just give me a few minutes. We just check. I'll have a minute for slow. Now, swipe to the screen, bottom to top.
Then you decide before you go?
Yeah, delete it. Just delete it. Now, what we are going to do, we are going to canceling those things, all right? So there will be a possibility once we are going to canceling the things, there will be a possibility that you are going to receive a message for the, or like, for what I can say, for generating the code, okay? So just give me a moment. Yeah, please be with me for a while. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now be with me. Let me just check. Now, please give me a moment. Once I'll just get to know all the things, I'll just let you know that you have received the message. You need to just confirm me once you got the message.
Can I get out of the screen now?
Yeah, yeah. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go very high.
You just give me a moment, sir, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to cancel my phone. I can rest.
Sorry?
I'm going to cancel my phone. I need to get some rest.
Okay, okay. And can you just confirm me the mobile phone number which is registered on the Bendigo so that we can send you the message?
0432.
Okay.
0432-608-912.
All right, lovely. Lovely. 0432-608912, correct?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Just give me a single moment. Okay. Now I'm just verifying all the details for you.
Yeah.
Let me just check whether everything will be protected or not. No. Okay, now please be with me. And there will be a possibility you are going to receive a message, okay? Once you got the message, you need to just tell me, okay? We are just sending you the bogus message for canceling the things, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now. Now, let me just check. Now, there will be a possibility. Now, you are going to get a message, okay? Just give me a moment.
Okay. I'll just wait for a second. Let me just check. Router cannot be processed because of an issue.
And are you sure that the card which you have verified it is fully correct?
Yeah.
I'm just confirming you the card number. You need to confirm is it correct or not. It's 5188-6801-2701-5644. Is it correct?
That's correct.
All right. That's correct. And check the expiry date. It's 12/26.
That's correct, yeah.
And check the last CVV at the batch side is 391, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. It is showing us there will be a problem with the card. Let me just check what I can do, what I can see. Give me a moment. Just give me a moment.
I'm going to have to talk to you tomorrow night. I'm going to be sick.
I understand. Can you just give me a moment, sir?
I can't stop vomiting, mate. I can't help it.
Okay. We don't want to lose the security. Give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. And tomorrow at what time you will be free? Tomorrow at what time will you be free?
At 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock. All right.
Okay.
Just give me. Okay, no problem then. No problem. I'll make an appointment for you. You just simply, I'll get in touch with you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Okay. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Yeah. Thank you for your time and being patient, sir. Have a good day.
Me too.